We do not know why they are arrested, but as far as the number that come to us as far as yesterday, we have about 179 people arrested and jailed as we speak. So we are asking for the freedom immediately, because there is no reason to arrest peaceful citizens who came out to be citizen watcher during the election process and ended up being put in jail. So this is not acceptable, and we are asking for the liberation immediately.
You say you do not know why they were arrested, but according to one article I read, some of your activists were arrested because they allegedly forged access cards for different voting stations. Is that true?
As a citizen, you do not need any access card to be observer. You do not have to have a specific document to observe the voting process. So regardless of what is being put out there, regardless of the narrative, no citizen should be arrested for coming and watching, in a sense, surveying the voting process. It's a citizen right to ensure that the election process is as transparent as it can be, because the electoral law authorized citizens to observe. Because at the end of the day, after the voting are closed, the administrator of the voting process are required to count out loud every vote, so that anybody who's there should be able to see.
The results have been announced, and General Debbie Idno has won 61% of the vote, and the Prime Minister, Mr. Masra, has 18.5% of the vote. Does your party agree with these results?
Well, if we agree, we should be doing something in that sense. We have the right as a political party to have all the copy of the procedure log to double check. That's what we are requesting it, but we haven't had it yet. And yet the law authorizes each candidate can have a copy of that. And on top of that, our candidate is the current prime minister of the country. So as the head of the government, he has the right to have access to that. But as of today, we do not have officially access to the count in order for us to double check to ensure that things are done in transparency. But as long as we do not have access to what the law allows us to, then there is right to have suspicions on the processes and on how, in order to ensure that no citizen's right has been violated here.
So you mentioned your candidate is the current prime minister. Let's assume that the results stand. Is he still going to be prime minister in the government?
Well, I don't think that's the question to ask at the moment. Right now, we are in a crisis at the moment. So it's important to take one step at a time. This fight is not about being a prime minister. This fight is about freedom of the charging and respecting the desire of the people. And as you can see throughout the campaign, the people of Chad need real change. And in order to do so, the voices have to be respected. But if the voices are not respected and are saying that, you are saying that 6 people out of 10 in Chad agree with the current situation, I can be skeptical about that. But regardless, it is not about being a prime minister or being a minister in the upcoming government. That's not the point. Those who are focusing on that are missing the point. The point is to bring true justice and equality for the Chadian people. And that's where our focus is, not focus on a position in a government.